Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation session. Put your phone on flight mode if you need to do so. You'll need approximately 20-25 minutes for this session, and I would like you to do this meditation right until the end, as it's in two parts. And if you can, to leave yourself a buffer after the meditation of approximately 5-6 minutes, as I will share an important idea with you, a quote, a thought to contemplate on and to journal about. After you've done the meditation, you'll create a very fruitful stillness, calm energy. And that is the right moment to ask yourself the right questions, to ponder on the big questions of life, to think of what's really important. On philosophy, on your existence, on reality, on thought, on consciousness, on your heart, on who you are, on your soul. So give yourself the buffer of time after the meditation, because there is not a single most important thing, more important thing to do than to learn about yourself, to learn about life. Okay, so let's begin. Sit nice and comfortably, nice and tall, nice and straight, imagining a string pulling you up from the top of your head, chin slightly in, chest slightly out, shoulders down, nice and relaxed. If you're sitting on a chair, flat feet on the floor, feet flat on the floor. Not everybody has flat feet. And if you're sitting on the floor, that's okay, as long as you're able to have a good posture. Good posture means that you're available for the experience, but you're also capable of finding your center. Your center of gravity, so that you're able to hold yourself with dignity in a peaceful way. That you find the balance, so that your head is just stacked on your spine and can hold itself without muscular tension. When everything is in balance, when everything is in center, everything just becomes more easy. Release your expectations for today's meditation, as they will only block you from experiencing the core of who you are. From transcending into a state where you are most powerful, with full potential. It is simply your natural state. You've been it before, maybe when you were a small child, and you'll be it again. But it takes practice. It takes time and patience. And so release your desire for any kind of experience. Whatever happens, happens. Every day is different. Every meditation is different. Close your eyes if you've not done so already. Hands to the heart. We dedicate this session to someone. It can be anybody that you want. Deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, our gratitude and appreciation towards that person. As an extra bonus, you might want to visualize that person receiving your dedication, your energy, your love. Note how it feels for you, for them. And in a small moment, I will start to introduce a vibration, a sound. It will be very soft at first, but when you find it, gently put your focus, your attention on that sound, and keep it there until the end of the meditation. Simply focus on the sound. Listen. Listen carefully. Hear it. And when thoughts come, don't try to eliminate the thought and don't judge the thoughts. Don't give your opinion today. Simply see the thoughts for what they are, just fleeting, impermanent objects. And when you find yourself thinking, then gently go back to the vibration, putting it back on the center stage of your inner personal space, on the foreground of your soul. When the sound fades out, reproduce it in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, just there, naturally resonating. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go, let it float away, passively, gently, with gratitude and appreciation for this experience. Take a nice deep breath if you feel like it. Start moving your body if you feel like it. Listen to yourself and do what's best for you. I'm guessing what's best for you today is not to get up right away and going to a new activity, but to take this moment of peace to sit and to ponder. I will leave you today with a quote. It is a quote by Epictetus. We quoted him 2 days ago already, but there's this sentence he says, which is, I quote, "No great thing is created suddenly. No great thing is created suddenly." Take your time. It takes years and years and years and years and years to create an overnight success. There's this story about Picasso, maybe you know it, who had to pay for a service. I forget what it is. Maybe a plumber or something like this. And he didn't have any money. And so he said, "Hey, if you want, I can give you a drawing and you can sell it. And, you know, I'm famous now, so it's worth a lot of money." And so the plumber or whoever it is says, "Yeah, okay." He knew who he was and he was thrilled because it would actually be much more valuable than his fee. And so he draws a little person or something, signs it, gives it to him. And the plumber says something along the lines of, it took you literally 1 minute to do this, which actually pays my job of 2 hours. And Picasso says, "No, it took me exactly 20 years and 1 minute." Right? Meaning that the value of that 1 minute drawing, you have to take into account all the experience, the trial and error, the training, the patience it takes to master a craft. And so, let me say it one more time from Epictetus: no great thing is created suddenly. What in your life can you apply to that? Where have you lost patience? Where have you tried to rush things? Where or what in your life can you calm down a little? Take a breath. Recenter. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.